Do you think I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. What? Where is the kinder, gentler Jesus? Where's the nicer Jesus? Where's the friendly Jesus? Where's the peaceful Jesus? We like that. In our gospel today, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, where he will be handed over by his own apostle to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the chief priests, who will then turn him over to Pilate, who will have him crucified and died. He's stating here that there is something so different, so radically different about who he is and who he is calling us to be as disciples, that it's bound to cause division, even within the family. And I can attest to this, that sometimes what one who is a faithful disciple can cause division. I remember the late Mother Angelica of EWT fame once saying, being a disciple for Jesus is not for wimps. And you can't get through life without carrying a cross. Jeremiah, in his day, was called by God to preach to the people, to preach to them about conversion. Their nation had totally abandoned God and his ways, and the lifestyle of the people had just become depraved. And God sent Jeremiah to them to be able to say to them, you need to stop. You need to turn away from sin. Turn back to God. Turn back to that relationship you have with him when he called you out of Egypt into his own promised land. And they don't want to hear it. We hear today that they want to throw him in the cistern because it's making their life uncomfortable. It's too difficult. He's causing a division. Let's just get rid of him. That way we don't have to hear what he has to say anymore. They won't have to change their comfortable lifestyle. They can just continue living the way they did, and everybody will be just happy as the way it is. His life was calling them to change too much, and they wanted to get rid of that voice. And Jesus is calling all people to conversion, but he always offers us forgiveness. He leads us from a counterfeit way of life to a more authentic way of discipleship, a life of self-sacrificing love for a life that is imitated only by farce. He calls us from complacency to set ablaze with fire for love for him. Now, in the second reading, St. Paul compares our life to like a race. And every runner knows, has to know, where is the finish line? Where am I going to end up? Where is my goal? And Paul is reminding the disciples then, as he's reminding all of us now, we need to know where our goal is. What are we heading towards? What are we doing with our life so that we can reach that goal? And that goal should be life eternal with God in heaven with Christ. That is where we should be our eyes focused as we move closer to that each day. And as anybody who's ever ran or walked fast or whatever, you know it takes discipline, it takes self-sacrifice, it takes dedication. And St. Paul is reminding them that if there's something weighing them down, it's going to be a lot harder to get to the finish line. So if we're burdened by sin, if this is pulling us down, we need to turn away from that, get rid of that, so that we can run the race with confidence towards Christ. And so for us too, there may be things in ourselves that become complacent with God, where things that we do that we wish nobody would talk about, or that we have to be more politically correct, or we don't want to offend anybody, so we can't say anything or do that. And Paul is reminding us that we are set ablaze by Christ. Christ is our focus and our attention, giving us that motivation to move closer and closer each day to him. And so if there's something standing in the way, then let's go to confession and get rid of it. Let's go to the Eucharist so that we have the strength to continue to walk that race, to run that race. And St. Paul gives a little snide remark by when he says, you haven't yet resisted to the point of shedding blood, meaning you're not working that hard, so don't complain. And he's reminding us to keep constantly coming back to the Lord. Keep fighting that good fight. In St. Peter's Square, we have the beautiful colonnade made by the Renaissance artist Bernini. And on top of the colonnade around the outside of St. Peter's, there are a variety of statues. They're not stagnant, kind of like the two that are behind me, not posed. These statues are very animated, if we can say that. They're looking at each other. They're pointing to heaven. They're looking down at the people in the crowd. They're gesturing to one another, to us, to heaven, to remind us that we belong to a greater communion, a communion of saints. Blessed Mother, the saints have all run this race before us. They know what it's like. They know what it's like for each one of us. They know how difficult and challenging it can be. But they're telling us, hang on. Don't give up. And they're praying with us and for us as we run the race so that we can keep our eyes focused on the end goal, the crossing line, so that one day we too can cross that line and win the crown of victory because we have been ablaze with the fire of God's love and has made a difference in our lives, and we have shown it to the lives of those around us. And then we can win that crown of victory and rejoice in the presence of God forever.